Hey everybody, this is the follow-up to Polish and Particles for the Game Dev Show, episode 5. So, follow-up episode, what does that mean? Super short, things that I left out in the Polish and Particles, which I didn't get a chance to touch on, was trail renderers. Trail renderers, what are they? How do you make them? Why do you use them? Trail renderers, it's when an object creates that little trail of particles or trail of light at the end, like following behind them. So Plane in the Sky makes like the jet stream effect, or really good game that uses this is Ori and the Blind Forest. So lots of trail rendering effects there. Walk you through the steps of how to create that within Unity, and then why/when to use that versus using particle systems, which is what I covered in the video last time. So hopefully at the end of this video, you will be able to know the difference between the two and when to use them in your games. So let's get started. So we're back in Unity. It's the same project that I used in the Polish and Particles video. All I've done was added the packages for characters and cameras, as well as importing the particle system. So I opened a new scene. I have a cube, a third person controller, and a directional light. Now, when creating a trail renderer, it's essentially different from a particle system because the trail renderer is similar to a mesh renderer or a line renderer. So you don't want to apply the trail renderer object to a game object that already has a renderer associated to it. So if you click on the third person controller, you can see that underneath the mesh of the Ethan body, it has this skin mesh renderer. I wouldn't want to then add on my trail renderer to this object. So for best practices, I like to just create an empty object. Not inside of Ethan yet, and add component trail renderer. So these are the standard default settings for the trail renderer. The size is 1. You have a list of materials, because just like a renderer, it needs a material with a texture to then be drawn or rendered to the screen. It can use light probes and reflection probes, as well as light map parameters. So if you had made a light map beforehand, or some probe anchors for that light map, you could then add it to the system so the trail could then adapt to the light map that you have created. The time start width and end width parameters have to do with the length of the trail and like how wide the trail or how big the trail will be rendered to the screen. And then colors, you can change and adjust the colors as the distance from the character progresses. We also have this other attribute called min vertex distance, which determines the distance between the slices of rendering. So the smaller the number, or the smaller the distance between each rendered slice, the more smooth the trail will look. And then auto-destruct destroys the trail renderer, or whatever object the trail renderer is on, after the trail has initially been drawn. And that one's a bit confusing to explain, so I will explain that one at the end, after we create our trail. So currently, the game object is in the ground, so let's move that up and back. And right now it has this pink material showing. That is Unity's way of letting you know that something's wrong, and that the material that you have attached to this object is not rendered properly. And if you look back at the materials list, there are no materials attached. So to create a render trail material, it works just like a particle system material. So if I right-click, create a material, I'll have this new material, and I can name it my trail 3, because I already have a My Trail 2. And I want a particle shader, and I'll do additive. And because I've imported the particle system, package, I have these particle flare, particle soft light, and there's also just like the regular default particle system. So I'll show you how this is drawn to the screen. So I'll do flare effect. Awesome. So now if my trail 3, we add this to the trail. So I'm just clicking and dragging it on. You now see that there's no more pink. And if I zoom in, you see these blue lines, which correspond to the like vertexes of what's being drawn. So if I minimize the vertex distance to 0.01 and then move, you can see how the blue triangles have shortened their distance dramatically. And this just means that they'll be drawn to the screen more often. Awesome. So let's move it back to behind Ethan. And now that the trail, I'm going to rename this trail and attach it to the third person controller. So now I have this trail. I'm going to turn off the trail renderer that I made before. So if I play the game, you'll see that, wait one second. I'm going to take the main camera off and just kind of anchor it, because I want you all to see the trail. Okay. When the camera's falling behind the player, it's harder to see it. So right now we see have this trail, and it's following Ethan. It's moving very slowly, and that's partially because of the material that is on top of, or that the trail is using. So if I were to switch trail renderers to one that I've already used, I'm using a different material. I'm using the My Trail material. So it just looks like a simple like cone of light coming in from the left side or one of the edges. And I'm choosing that material because it'll act more like the cone that I want to create from Ethan. So I'm going to try and make him look like the Flash, having this red streak behind him. So if I then go back to this trail and make the light red, because the Flash has a red light associated with him, you can then see that this additive particle shader will have this red tinge to it. Or I could leave it white and then go to the colors here and just change these colors to red as well. I'll make it a bit orange or yellow. So now if we play it, we'll see that Ethan has this red kind of wisp behind him and looks a lot more like the Flash. You can jump, and it automatically follows the character without any sort of like hard work on my part. It just knows that it's supposed to have this trail behind it. And the reason why it has more of a cone shape as well is because I made the end width 0, the start width is 0.5, the time is very short, and it's only 0.7. However, the rest is default. I haven't used any light maps, I haven't used any probes, and I'm only using the one material. And that is a trail renderer. Very easy. So can we do this with a particle system? The answer is yes. You can get a similar effect with a particle system, and I can show you. So this is the particle system. I just simply added the default one. and I just made, instead of time, I changed it to distance. And I've had for the start speed, 0. That means that when a particle is created, it'll stay in the exact same spot and more particles will be emitted as the distance from the player increases. And then the size over time will slowly shrink into nothing. So the character will be leaving a trail behind him or behind the emitter. So if I switch it, and again, this has the default particle this time instead of the trail material that I have created. So if I add this to the player and hit play, you'll see that every time Ethan moves, he has this material following behind him. So as you can see, that it is absolutely possible to create a trail with the particle system. It's just a matter of how much do you want to actually develop. It's a bit more complicated to get the sort of feel or look that you want with a trail renderer. It's more used for simple use cases. So if you have one object that's going to be moving at a constant speed, for example, like an enemy in a platformer, if he's just going to be walking back and forth and have a trail on him, or if it's a platform that moves back and forth, a trail renderer would be really easy to use. Again, particle systems take up a lot of memory, so if you're not careful and you have a lot of enemies on screen and a lot of objects on screen that are creating these trails, you're going to end up with a lot of particles that are slowing down your game. So trail renderers would be better in that instance. However, because trail renderers are simply just a render to the screen, it's harder to manipulate. So again, with particles, we can add force to it. We can manipulate, we can add gravity modifier. We can change the colors over time and have a bit more control of what the trail can do. So if you want your trail to be collidable, we can add the collision parameter to the particle system and have it collide with the player like I showed you in the last video. You can't do that with a trail renderer. So again, the differences between them are just a matter of how much you want to be able to manipulate the trail, and should you use it, do you have enough memory in your game to use it? So I like trails because they're really simple. We did that in like less than 5 minutes. And you can create as many types of trails as you want. I usually put them for characters. Again, Ori in the Blind Forest used it on all of its like moving parts. I replayed that game recently and I was just like looking at how beautiful the trail renderers were. Another thing you can do is combine them. You can combine a trail renderer with a particle effect, so it can have a simple trail, but also like particles coming off of that trail because you have an emitter following the character as well. It just depends on kind of what you want to do. Now, going back to trail renderers, I undo this and go back to the trail renderer. Let's look at the auto destruct. So I'm clicking my auto destruct, playing the game, and now if I move around, again, he has that flash sort of system. I'm constantly moving the keyboard. He hasn't stopped moving. And as soon as they stop, it destroys itself. So if you have a constantly moving enemy and as soon as it stops moving, that means it's been destroyed. Your trail will also be destroyed with it. So trail renderers are extremely efficient in that regard. So yeah, that was trail renderers. In a quick minute, I wasn't able to get into the particle effects, polish and particles video. So I hope this helps. I hope you use it in the future, and I'll be seeing you on the game dev show soon. So good luck. So I hope you guys enjoyed that quick little video. Super short, just wanted to add on everything that I forgot from the previous video, supplement a bit more about particle systems and what other things Unity has to offer to create particle-y effects. If you have any more questions about particle effects or trail rendering, you can always look online at unity3d.com/learn. They have a bunch of tutorials there and their documentation as well for their engine. Or you can reach out to me at @KatVHarris. The Twitter thing should be here somewhere in the video. I don't know. It'll appear. Links to the Game Dev Show will also be in the link below. So look out for more videos, and I will see you later, Internet. Goodbye.